It's Emma and I'm chatting with John Goodchild from Chapel Male Voice Choir. Well, thanks for joining us, John. So what is it you've come to talk to us about today?
It's getting very close to our open day, commemorating the choir's 100-year centenary. We were formed by returning servicemen from the First World War. The theme of the exhibition's at open day at Chapel Town Hall on the 14th of October. This will feature archive material from the First World War affecting local residents both at the home front and abroad in the trenches. There will be two local historians there, so anybody's welcome to call in with any memorabilia, archive material from their family, letters, photos, and if they want to find out anything about relatives who served in the First World War, bring your material along and our two historians will help you fill in the gaps.
And how has this all come about?
It's come about because the choir was formed in 1918 and next year will be our centenary. And it was formed by returning servicemen, so the link is quite close with the First World War. And we applied for a grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund to further research into how the First World War affected the communities in the High Peak. And we're holding three open day exhibitions, like the one at Chapel, but the other two were at Glossop, which has just taken place, and in the future, we'll be having another one at New Mills. There'll also be free concert, but that will be next year. And this has all been helped by the Heritage Lottery grant. The grant also will give us the opportunity to have all the material that we've gathered from the three events put into booklets and archives, which will be available to local historians for the future.
So people going on Saturday then, what have they got? What will there be on display for them to look at?
Well, there'll be various items. There'll be photos. There will be equipment that troops wore, pictures, as I've just said, photographs. There'll be newspaper archives. It's quite an extensive lot because a lot of the stuff that was brought in by people at Glossop, we managed to loan for the terms of for the period of the three events. So of course this will be included with stuff that we've also already got from people of Chapel.
Now what time is it all taking place on Saturday?
It takes place between 10 o'clock and 4. Even our musical director has been kind enough to make an appearance, so he will answer questions on the choir as well.
Yeah, so people are just welcome to bring along anything they've got then relating to the First World War and perhaps family that served or...
That's correct. Yeah, we're also very keen at the time. It's one of those things that when you delve further, you find out how much the First War affected local industries. And even if people weren't serving, they would have been affected by the First World War in having to do extra work and how local factories adapted to do war work, which is all very interesting and things that people don't often think about. There's also the added inducement, there will be free refreshments on the day, which is, if it's a cold day and you're in shopping in Chapel and you just want to have a walk in, have a look round, chat with the guys, have a cup of tea, that's fine. There's no strings at all.
So when's all this taking place?
This is taking place on Saturday the 14th of October, between 10 o'clock and 4. So everybody's welcome, just drop in for a chat. And a cup of tea if necessary. If that's all you want to do, we're quite happy.
Yeah, now just remind listeners, where is it taking place?
It's taking place at Chapel Town Hall. There's quite a nice prominent banner outside giving further details. So if people want to just gaze up at that and take it all on board.